iced coffee and hot coffee and warm coffee. Some people just like it warm.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I guess, in a cafe or something, I guess truck drivers sometimes might drink coffee pretty strong, and with nothing in it. How would you say that they were drinking coffee?
They were drinking strong coffee.
And if you have milk in your tea, you'd say you drink your tea
with milk and sugar.
If someone's not going away from you, you say he's coming straight
home.
If you saw somebody you haven't seen for a while, and you just saw him for a minute or two, maybe downtown or something, and you were talking about it later, you might say, "I into John Doe or Bill Jones."
I saw John Doe downtown for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever have kind of a way of saying that, just kind of casually, like I
ran into John Joe.
If a child is given the same name that his father has, you say that they named the child
John Junior.
And you might say they named the child blank his father. You see.
After his father. Naturally, he'd have to be named after his father.
If you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what might you say to him? Or what might somebody say just a command you might give your dog to maybe attack a burglar or something like that?
Go get him.
What kind of dog would, if you were a mixed breed, what kind of, if small, noisy dog or something like that, what would you call him? Just any old dog?
You would call him a a mixed breed, I suppose you'd say.
If a dog liked to bite, you might say the boy was by the dog.
The boy was bit by the dog.
That dog will anyone.
That dog will bite.
Yesterday the mailman.
Yesterday he bit the mailman.
The mailman had to go to the doctor after he got
bit.
What would you call in a herd of cattle, what would you call a male?
A bull.
What kind of things might you use to drive a cart with?
To drive a car with?
Or a cart or a wagon, a buggy or something like that.
Well, for a car you'd have to have gasoline, mm-hmm. and you'd have to have